This is a talk to officers as of the 28th of February, 1968, with regard to ship missions. Now, what this talk is all about, and what I want to take up with you, is you're falling apart. Minor matter. Stewards department is doing very well. Certain other bits on the ship are doing all right. But as far as the ship's purpose is concerned and the functions of the various officers in those functions, you're not doing all right at all. And the form of the 7 Division org purposes of the ship here has got to be looked at, and the hats and so on worn. For instance, right now we've got a planning officer, the second mate, who was also the operations officer, and who was also handling debrief in some fashion or another. We actually lack an operations officer. The purser is not furnishing the wherewithal or planning up the materiel of mission parties. Debrief is not capturing all debrief and consolidating it into an appreciation, because debrief is occurring in different ways, such as direct reports to me and also a debrief and some report to the planning officer and so on. So what this is all about is simply we're not holding the 7 Division form of the org with regard to missions and regarding to zones of responsibility. And the reason this mission is going off of the edges occurred because planning was in actual fact forwarded late. As near as I can figure out, had not been approved by the captain or understood, and was in conflict, the captain's actions were in conflict with the second mate's planning in some fashion, knowingly or unknowingly, this occurred. And then what happened was, is purely from a navigational point of view, knowing that many ships and planes were downed in this bay out here, and going into just 2 or 3 fathoms of water, was dangerous. And just from that point, then I brought the ship in, thinking that by planning, the ship would then be turned around and taken back up to the Cape or something. I didn't know what was going to happen. I merely knew that the ship was supposed to make contact and enter, so I just made sure that she got in here safely. That was the end of my interference in the matter, which was simply a navigational matter, and it had nothing to do with planning. But the planning actually was not agreed upon. Apparently, there was no general agreement on the planning. Now, the first part of the planning has yet to be done. We do not yet have any maps of this area. Now, Al Boughton, for instance, went up to every store that he could go to, and one and all told him, in so many words, that he should go to the museum for these plans, and so on, and he has reported that dutifully. But nobody's gone to the museum. We don't have any plan of this area. I don't know if you're looking at the right hills or the wrong hills or anything else, don't you see? I haven't even got a sketch of what are the hills. Your first action then, obviously, in the morning, is to send out a party to the area to draw up the hills, just like that. And let's get all of these hills. And then let's send somebody who is very personable with an interpreter and so forth, smartly up to the museum to glomer onto any possible map they have and any and all maps of the area. We've secured 2 charts, one off the agent's wall and one out of a shop. And these 2 charts happen to be at variance. The nautical chart off the wall compares with the compass. But the artillery map, which is the French artillery map, it's for the birds. I don't know what it's doing. It's got all great green blobs of ink all over it. I don't even know what they mean. But they certainly are not representative of any mountains. And the contours don't agree with the green blobs, and the mountains don't agree with the compass directions. And I imagine that maybe is why France keeps on losing wars. Maybe their artillery maps are fixed so that when they shell a pass, it lands on the peak, you know? But we haven't, in actual fact, got any maps of the area. So the first action that we tried to take was never completely executed. So we never started this mission. Now, the organizational area with zones of responsibilities that would have to do with a ship conducting a mission. I don't care whether sending shore parties off or doing anything else, but conducting a mission would be communication facilities are taken care of by the 3rd Mate, 1st Division. That would be boats, radios, communication facilities. The 2nd Mate and Division 2 would furnish the planning, which is coordinated planning, purposes, and general organization of the mission. He would also furnish the maps and other material of a planning nature. The maps, the pamphlets, the books, the information, in other words. The purser would then be called upon to provide the material, any lunches, trade goods, special clothes, whatever these mission actions need would have to be provided by the purser. Now, obviously, that is turned out by the 2nd Mate, and I have yet to see a materiel list from the 2nd Division. Not a complete materiel list. Now, your next action, of course, the purser would also give them whatever small change or money was necessary to carry out the mission. The operations officer at this point would take over. Also, pardon me, the 3rd Mate would furnish the personnel. The operations officer at this time would take over and call for a correction, an addition or a deletion, if he found out that he couldn't operate with this. And this is the post of the operations officer, and that, of course, is the 1st Mate. The operations officer takes over at that point and conducts the mission. Conducts the mission. It is not conducted by the 2nd Mate, the 3rd Mate, the supercargo. It's conducted by the operations officer. Now, when the operations officer is satisfied that he has completed the mission is complete as far as he can make it complete. It then goes to debrief, who assembles all reports from all the members of the mission, and then the summary report is drawn up by the debriefing officer. In other words, everybody on the mission is debriefed. All the reports written go to the debrief officer. They don't go to the captain and to this one and that one and the other one. And when that is concluded, and when debrief is concluded, it's either positive or negative, or it's this way and that. It goes through the whole routine again. Because it's another mission. Now, if you take the central mission, like go ashore and find such and such a locale. Now, that either happened the first time, or it required a review mission. And I frankly don't know what we're doing. We're diddling around. There's this little party goes out, and that little party goes out, and so forth, and yik, yik. And they come back, and womp, 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 womp. Well, he's got it or he hasn't got it. How many times did they have to go out? Well, nobody's questioned how many times they have to go out. What you're doing is setting up a brand new mission every time anybody steps foot off the ship. Now, somebody going and sent for some maps is not a mission. It's the duty of the 2nd Mate to provide maps. And the person who gets them is the purchasing officer. You see how far out you're formed. So all of a sudden, duties of officers suddenly become upgraded to missions. And missions get downgraded to Bill and Pete jump in a boat and go over shore and ask whether or not there are any fish. See? This repeat, 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 repeat. These are all review missions. If they have to be reorganized, if the target was neither positive nor negative, it now becomes a review mission. And the penalty of a mission which requires a review mission is a lowered condition. Now, how can you assign any condition to these mission members? How to these mission parties, so-called? No condition can be assigned to these people. Not possible. Because not one of them has completed a mission. Finally, you saw us finally complete a mission. It was almost over somebody's dead body. I had to go back at it and go back at it. And finally, we even got a negative report on the M-scoping. Well, how we got a negative report on M-scoping is I looked over the M-scoping and found out it hadn't been M-scoped. Nobody kept a record of it. The area hadn't been laid out in the grids. All right, so I'm clever, and I can figure out how to M-scope. Actually, it doesn't take too much figuring. It's the way you locate mines. It's the way you locate most anything. But anybody could figure this out. And the second was M-scoped against a record. Somebody went along and recorded it. Why, the thing was howling its head off. And then they went out again, having found it with the first M-scoping, and it once more howled its head off. Now, how the hell did this get missed on the first mission? So that bad mission functioning can result in a negative result when there's a positive result to be obtained. Just as bad as that. So, there are two things in error here. One is the form of the seven-division ship org is not being held or adhered to thoroughly and totally. We're dispersing around and wearing other hats and not wearing our own, bypassing, doing various things, and it just becomes a scrambled mess after a while. Then you get nothing done. Then you wind up with some kind of a bust like we've got right now, because this is a bust. I don't even know if you're fooling around with the right hill. Insufficient information existed in the form of maps and so on to identify the area. Now you can say, well, why didn't Ron just go up and take a look at it and figure it all out? Well, then why doesn't Ron go around digging the ground and find where the slab was? And then why doesn't Ron pick up the loot and put it on his arm and bring it back to the ship? And why doesn't Ron conduct the mission? Where's the ship? Well, we could always go at it this way. Only I assure you that an organization properly conducted can get more done than any individual ever dreamed of. But an organization which isn't functioning according to its organizational pattern very often overloads all of its organizational members. So one and all can feel grossly and horribly overloaded while busily not doing his job at all. You see, each one is trying to cope with every other one. Each one starts wearing all the hats. And this is the way it goes. Now, in a small organization, which is relatively unsuccessful, you get 6, 8, 10 people, and each one wears all the hats in the organization. At that moment, it starts making mistakes, and it lays a pattern which prevents its expansion. It never gets any bigger, never does anything else. And I assure you, those 6 or 8 or 10 people in that organization are the most overworked people you ever had anything to do with. They're at it 24 hours a day, sweating themselves to death, without really getting very much done. Now, the difference between that and an actual organization is each one has his function and zone of assignment, does his job, and keeps it straight. When that happens, flows can occur. Now, when you have maybe 10, 12 people, and each one of them is wearing the hats of all the others, let me point out that it makes a zone of confusion through which no flow can really pass. So one is normally relegated to remedying flubs. Well, the organization isn't there to remedy flubs. It's there to get something done. And it will only get something done if each member of that organization, in his zone or area of responsibility, handles his own responsibility in its totality. And when that is accomplished, a flow occurs. Where a flow occurs, a cycle of action can occur. And where a cycle of action can occur, a completion can occur. Now, if you want a mission to go on forever, look at the scramble. You see, the cycle of action was not clean. Now, why wasn't it clean? Well, it was just to that degree that we were departing from the form of the organization. You see, we had so much to do that some of the important things didn't get done, which is quite amazing. The important thing to do with the area was M-scope it, and of course you M-scope according to a grid. And so many things had to be done, and so many things had to be coped with, that it never got M-scoped. But there was a false report there. It had been M-scoped. Now, if I'd taken that on a negative, Why, there it was, and it didn't seem to me to be possible. So I looked over this thing, and I said, what is coming off here? And I saw that the mission debrief did not contain anything but the assertion that the area was negative. It contained no description of M-scoping of any kind. I looked in vain through the papers. I found nothing to indicate the area had been M-scoped. So back they went again as a review mission, and M-scoped it. As soon as they M-scoped it against a grid, and it was interesting, I think it was Bo Waters and Kuki and so on, said, oh, M-scoping that way is such, oh, that's a terrible amount of work. They were horrified. It was very hard work. Well, that's why they didn't M-scope in the first place, quite obviously. So if you look over this, you will then get it into line so that don't make mistakes. Well, a way not to make mistakes on a thing is, one, get mission personnel on the line who are eligible. Get planning which is complete and which isn't susceptible to misinterpretation. Now, this goes on from just this. This is almost a practice drill, because you can see somewhere in the future that John K. Aloysius Doakes is wanted to appear, same pattern. A mission goes out to find John Q. Aloysius Doakes and find out what happened to him and find out what the score was with it. Same pattern. No, slightly different pattern. Now let's blow it up in a little more fanciful lines. The Federal Reserve Bank and the United States has gubbed the flub. That'd be a big project, man. Go and look all over the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States. It goes up to flights of fancy. It's the same pattern. There's not one damn bit of difference. The personnel is selected by the third mate. The plans are made very plain. Drawn up the maps, the addresses, the street addresses, the home addresses, all intelligence associated with the matter is put down by the second mate. What his target and purpose is put down by the second mate. And the purser, he hands out the wherewithal, the airline tickets, the this or that, or the national currency that is going to be used, all of this. And the operations officer, he sits haggardly on the telephone and the telex and so forth, and he exchanges lineups with that mission, and he corrects it, and he does this with it, and he does that way with it, and he keeps it going, and so on, and sees that it follows the purposes, and so on. And when it's all finished and it comes home, it did or didn't. And it gets debriefed. And it is the up to debrief to say whether it did or didn't. And if it did or didn't, debrief says, the mission was unsuccessful. At that moment, the third finds some other mission personnel, assigns a condition to the failed mission, finds some other mission personnel. The second mate takes what scraps of data were turned in by the first mission, integrates that into his planning, reviews planning with regard to that. The purser again goes into action with regard to this, handles the material, the finance, transport, and so forth. When I say transport, I mean as far as the purchase of transport. Purchase of transport is the purser's, because it's a purchase. The arrangement of it can still be under the supercargo, but it's the purchase of transport. Now, the operations officer once more hangs over the mission. The mission isn't being brought to the captain. The mission isn't being brought to flag. It isn't being brought here. It isn't being sent over to the stewards department. It isn't being done this. It is a mission, and it is functioning, and is in action, and it is at the other end of a communication line. And that is handled all the way on through by the operations officer and by nobody else. And when the review mission gets back, then debrief, take the entire debrief, decrease each person, so forth, make a summary. Was it a positive or a minus mission? If this one is also a failure, why, then at that time, you probably call an officer's conference to find out whether or not it was doable at all. But if it was a success, it was a success. And that is the end of it. And the third mate, once more, awards a condition. And that's the way it goes. And you realize that set up in a highly disorganized fashion, such as it has existed here, you can conduct just one mission, and that at total strain. Do you know that you ought to be able to handle 100 simultaneous missions? And if you can't handle 100 simultaneous missions, you don't deserve any zone of control on this planet at all. But you'd be so disorganized, things would just get confused. Do you see? So we're in essence on a training ground here. We're feeling our way through the thing. We got the 7-division org. We feel out which way it goes. And it works out that if every man does his job, and he does his own job, and he makes sure his own job is done and defends his post right straight on through, it'll all go off whiz-bang. For instance, only about 250 kilometers from here, there sits another target. We're not even handling this one. 35 miles from here sits another target. We're not handling this one. They're actually at this moment, they're exactly at this moment, 4 targets. Which ought to be in simultaneous run. You say, I haven't got enough people. Well, oh, yes, you have. You can send out 3-4 parties. And it ought to be a totality. These people shouldn't be going ashore with a sandwich wrapped up in their little hanky and running back to the ship for lunch. It's a mission. They're supposed to be on it until it's finished. And all this splinter bit and piece proposition is made necessary because of 1, poor briefing. Additional data has to be added up and added to the mission. And what we're actually doing is building a sort of a weird gradient scale, whereby we sort of send out 1 guy, 2 guys, 3 guys, and they sort of get some data, and then we use that data to send out 2 or 3, 4 more guys, and then we get some data to send out 3 or 4 more guys, and then we get some data to send out 3 or 4 more guys. And then we knock it off because it doesn't look very feasible. And then we decide, well, we better do it anyhow and find out what the holes were in this mission. So we send out 3 or 4 more guys. Every officer on the ship is operating as an operations officer. The hat's all over the place. Do you see? Now, let's make this one neat. You actually have 4 targets right from where we sit at this moment. Somebody ought to take a look at this peak. There's a little bale of stuff sitting under a rock up here. There's some other stuff sitting under a marble slab and about 250 kilometers from here on a rather bare and unprotected coast and so forth. There's another big cache. Well, why aren't we good enough to have 4 missions out? Now, you see what I mean by the fact that organization can handle flow. And if everyone is wearing everyone else's hat, no flow occurs. Do you see this? So to get this thing straightened out, we'd better get on the ball. Understand what is required. Do the totality of our post without any interference. Now, if you haven't got enough information, you can, while you're trying to do your job, so forth, you can ask for more information. That's quite usual. If you haven't got enough supply while the mission is in progress, well, you can ask for more supply. You understand? Even debrief can be called in. Wasn't there any other data turned in from anybody else on this? These units and functions and gradient steps on the line are, of course, available to anybody on the line. But you're going to have it after a while where the mission, while it's already over there, looking on a coast, will be going into shops trying to find a hydrographic chart. And debrief will be running ashore to buy them some lunch. and a third mate will be using the radios and so forth in order to operate. If we do that, well, you might as well have the condition assigned by the engineers. So let's get a good solid look at this, and let's groove our lines in and get it so that we could hit a place. Send out four missions in four different directions in a perfectly orderly fashion, have them all come back, 1, 2, 3, 4, and have the whole thing all done, all finished, and that is that. Because if you can't handle more than one at a time, you can't handle more than two, if you can't handle more than three, if you can't handle more than four, then you're not actually in a position of power. If you had 200 or 300 people, you certainly ought to be able to handle 100 missions simultaneously. Just as simple as that. So groove it in, buy the organizational pattern, and we'll be able to get the job done and complete our cycles of action. But a mission is something that completes a cycle of action. So that each one on the line must fix it up so that mission has a chance of completing its cycle of action. Now, we're almost at where we started with. We came in to La Goulette for some maps. I myself wasn't totally convinced that we should have very many maps, but then it became evident that this was a desirable action. Apparently, there's a great scarcity of decent maps. So we have just begun this mission this many hours after arrival, which is shameful. Because somebody going off and getting a map is no mission, man. That's a duty. Well, he goes off and buys a map. If you treat it as a mission, well, he's going to have a hell of a time. So he gets debriefed on what he said to the clerk. So the test of it is, a duty is something that doesn't have to be debriefed when it is done, and a mission is something that has to be. So you can tell these things apart very easily. Now, I've worked out a new system. It's not all on the bad side. I found out that if we get a couple of clay tables, and I don't see them in here tonight, so I know that we're not really snapping and popping. I know we're being slow blow and slow freight through Arkansas, because there aren't two clay tables sitting here tonight. Well, they're out there, but they're not sitting in here. So I know, you see, that they're... Because one of those clay tables, obviously, would have to be done by me. I'll throw some blobs of clay on, but it isn't sitting there. So we're not on the ball completely. Just whatever made it seem that it wasn't possible to put these clay tables in here, or give one to debrief and hand one in here more properly, whatever inhibition there was at getting that clay table here, that better be taken off the lines, because that whatever it is, it's a slow. And I suppose it's you mustn't bother Ron or something of the sort. Or he is busy with or something of the sort, or something like this, don't you see? I appreciate a protective screen to some degree, and I am wearing my hat. Well, when it gets up to a point of where it holds up the parade and you can't do anything, why, then it's no longer a protective screen. It's a stop. I'm not initiating. I just snarl whenever I'm trying to do my work and I can't. So what the score is here is I'm trying to give you once more, and this is the second attempt to do so, the organizational pattern on which we ought to be operating. And regardless of the perfect personnel with which to do this, regardless of this perfect personnel lack, usually that's the usual question. I'm just saying in my general experience has been on that generality. We don't really have the perfect personnel. Well, I got news for you. You're all perfect personnel. And the whole ship is loaded with perfect personnel. They're all going to go out and perform perfectly while you all perform perfectly. And that's my news. Because I don't make any excuses for myself, so inexperience and not enough people and haven't seen it and can't speak Arabic and blah, 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 blah. We don't want any of those excuses on the lines anyhow. And you always be working with imperfect personnel, so you may as well get used to it and make it up with philosophy or something. So the message is, hold the form of the arg here. Hold the form of the arg. And one of the ways you hold the form of the org is that the personnel for the mission isn't provided or is inadequate, or something like that. You don't go out then yourself and find somebody on the deck and drag them in and say, that had better be, and have a talk with the third mate, and so forth. You don't do that. The third mate has either furnished the organization the mission personnel, or the third mate hasn't. Now, I call to your attention, the third mate has communication lines which reads clear around to the Sunday-Monday line and back again. And if the third mate is doing no personnel procurement to get better personnel or more personnel for the ship, then the third mate isn't doing her job. That's the totality of expectancy. The expectancy is the third mate will furnish the personnel, and that the third mate will furnish the communication lines, and the third mate will furnish the transport, and that is all there is to that. Bang. Do you see? And the second mate will obtain the information necessary, add up the purposes of the thing, and get it laid out in such a way that it is understandable, relayable, and not possible of misapprehension. But no misapprehension is possible. It's a red gutter. The gutter is red. A gutter is a gutter. And that is laid out in such a way and in sufficient time that it is a vast service. And the next person it goes to is not the captain and not the operations officer. It goes to the purser and then nobody else. Because it's got materiel lists appended to it, to which the purser and his expertise is perfectly at liberty to add or subtract. And when the purser gets done with all that, it doesn't go to the chief officer, and it doesn't go to the supercargo, and it doesn't go to the captain, it doesn't go to the flag. It goes to the operations officer, and he is off like a startled gazelle, and that is it. And the operations officer sees that it gets done, right down to the final end of it. Maybe he has casualties, maybe he has this, maybe he needs replacements. All that's possible. But he's going on operating one mission. I notice the phraseology keep creeping in that we had three missions out this morning. Bull. There are only two targets, so there could only possibly be two missions. And the second mission, which went out on the same target, is a review mission because the first mission failed. They must have failed. Either they didn't spend enough time or so forth. But if you've got mission members who are just going out like good little boys to do something or other and to turn over a couple of rocks so they can come back and so forth and so on, and it hasn't anything to do with the completion of the cycle of action, then they are not briefed. They are supposed to go out and find an X. And it is at this point. And it either is at the point or isn't at the point. Now, maybe they can't do it for the excellent reason that there has never been a second mate plan of the ground. Maybe there was no plan of the ground or anything else furnished them, so they're completely at sea. So, therefore, they don't know what they're looking for or something like that. So, it'd be a breakdown in that area. Or maybe they couldn't make it and they couldn't stay out and they couldn't do this. Naturally, it's perfectly all right for them to come back to the ship. But let's not hear about it. Well, they come back to the ship and they have something to eat in the evening and turn in and get warm and so forth, and half an hour before sunrise they are ready to go again. Same mission. Same personnel. Same target. And they're at it, rah, 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 until the cycle of action is completed. And when it's completed, it's up to the operations officer to say whether it's completed or not. He says, I have operated. Here are the guys. Debrief them. That's it. Now, he doesn't debrief them first to find out whether or not they finished or not. Beyond this, hey, did you get it done? Yeah, we got it done. All right, debrief. And during debrief, they find out that they didn't get it done and so forth. Well, this becomes an ethics matter. It's false report. You understand? You run them fast, you run them tough, you run them continuously, a complete cycle of action with the same party. If a second mission has to go out on the same target, it's a review mission. The organization of the ship is held, tight, close, right on down the line, bingity-bing. And it'll function. And you'll be able to handle two missions. You'll be able to handle three missions. You'll be able to handle five missions. You'll be able to handle 10 missions. Do you realize right now that I am handling personally, via the Royal Scotsman, a mission that are not backed up or directed in any other quarter? Well, it was put together rather suddenly, and it has a very finite target. But there's another mission going on at this moment. Do any of you know about it much? You've heard it by rumor. Well, you say, well, it's outside of our perimeter. Well, it isn't far outside of the perimeter that I couldn't set it up, send it off, and run it. You follow? Well, that mission comes under this ship. There is nothing there in the Royal Scotsman to send them off. You're already running an additional mission. But because the ship isn't set up to run an additional mission, I am running the mission. I'm wearing your hat. Do you see? Now, what was the information that came through? It was simply the gratuitous advice that somebody was being commived for some wild crime. So somebody else gave him a commive. I don't know who ordered a commive. I couldn't care less. And my intelligence line was that the guy declared all clears in Western Australia in non-existence because they hadn't been sending in pre-clears to the org just 2 months ago. And because I have had other traffic on this particular character and have never looked at him otherwise than a slightly jaundiced eye, he just flubbed too many times. I said, time that something happened. So I made sure that a short, fast Sea Org mission was sent out, which would come back with a report, plus minus, they've done this or that in the area. They've accomplished this or that. I warned them to come back with against coming back and requiring a review mission. They're under very specific orders. Just find an SP or two or three and shoot them. Additional orders had to be issued because they went soft. Already operations was functioning. They kept him on the job. He was on the ball now. I don't care how he's on the ball. Naturally, he's going to be on the ball with somebody standing there with a pistol on him to throw it out and knock it off and go to the, you know, knock it all in the head the second anybody. I don't think ethics can be gotten in on this bird. I don't know what his crimes are. Well, when they tell me that ethics is totally missing in an organization which already has failing technology, because I am aware that the Australian inquiry started from the Perth area. That's where it was generated. So I decided I'd dust this one off hard. All right, they'll be coming back home in a few days. But we're still conducting another mission. And the Sea Org is conducting the other mission. I call to your attention that the people sitting in this room are the functioning, active members of the Sea Org. And in this instance, I'm wearing a hat. So where are your intelligence files? Where's your information lines? You say, well, how does Ron find out about this? How does he know all this? You got it, can get it from the same source as I got it, which is the telex lines and the reports that are coming in. They're all addressed to Dear Ron. Well, that's other people's inability to understand. I get various stuff that comes in here, and it applies to the third mate and the second mate and the purser and so on. Everybody sends it to me, Dear Ron. Well, why aren't you getting your share of it? You understand? So there's a mission going on at this moment of which you really have no knowledge or conversance of any kind whatsoever. And it is a Sea Org mission. And we should be conducting at this moment, as we sit right here, we should be conducting rat-a-tat-tat, a minimum of 4 simultaneous missions, and get this thing wrapped up. And the reason we're not doing it is because we're not holding the form of the org. So that's all I'm asking you to do. I've laid it out. You should know what it is. You should know what your job is. And all I'm doing is asking you, as a personal favor, to get the form of the org in and get the show on the road. And now let's get busy, okay? That's all I have to say. There is the additional note that a review mission is handled by the same officers, but is actually operated by the fourth mate in the fifth division, because a review mission is a correction function.